Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Walls of view enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Bradley Dean, just back from Florida for 3 days, met with some attorneys out there, national attorneys, as well as another ministry out there, and lo and behold, we're turning around, and on Monday we're going to be in Arizona. I didn't want to tell everybody that until we were close enough to tell everybody that, so we're going to be preaching to the senators and said representatives in the state of Arizona. That will be this up and coming week as well. Did we just get invited to another event? We'll be talking about the price paid for our freedoms, so we're looking forward to that. So that's up and coming, folks. This ministry is boots on the ground. It has been since day one, 23 years ago, and it's not getting more slack. It's getting busier as the days go on, and that's what we'd prefer on so many different levels. So with that said, if you want to book us, now's the time to do it for the summertime, because we're already going into June now, July, August, and then keep in mind, in September, the end of August, September, we got the state fair for 12 days. If you'd like to volunteer for that, you can. I don't care where you're at, what state you're in. If you'd like to volunteer for that, we're going to be there for 12 days in a row, 12 hours a day, at the end of August to the beginning of September, and then the month starts over, or the year starts over again for us. Then we'll be back out on the East Coast again filming for television. I meant to, and I have meant to, show you some short clips from the videos that we're putting together right now, and I've got about 12 of them. We got a guy from Ohio working in Minnesota right now doing all of our videos in our backyard here. So it's double time. I'm on the road. I come home. I'm doing my articles. I'm doing radio. And then I'm working with the Sons of Liberty Media's show host, Tim Brown, as well as working with James doing our videos. So we've got a lot going on. But again, if you want to book us, now's the time to do it. Give us a heads up. That's most appreciated. That number to call is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. And speaking of which, I will this up and coming week show you short clips of that video. And if you'd like to support that television program, please do. We're on two different occasions asking and reaching out to people for help, and the first one we're already kind of in the middle of right now. We still need more support for that particular part of hiring the guy to do the editing as well as television. We don't know what that's going to be, but we have to do that. We're still raising funds for that. So if you'd like to, in particular, give to that, please do. We need the support on that one, folks. And again, we can't do what we do without you. Go over to Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to the store and become a son or a daughter of liberty concerning longevity and keeping us out there. Luke 24:47 keeps us out there. Luke 19:10. Mark 16:15, the list goes on. It's the Great Commission in seeking and saving that which is lost as we follow the Christ, and that's what it's all about, getting to the world and bearing the reproach of Christ. That's what we've been doing, and it's what we're always going to do, folks. That's where church is at, outside of the building. The church should be a barracks for raising up soldiers of the cross and feeding them and equipping them and getting them out there to do the things that we have been called to do. This is a short time that we have on this planet, friends, and it is a testing period. Life is but a vapor, and we are to redeem our time, and that's exactly what we're doing. So let's do what we can do and win the souls while we have the time to do it and make the most of our time and resources. Again, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, become a son or a daughter of liberty. If you'd like to, in particular, support Just That television program, please just post that so we know exactly where that finance is going. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of that page after you subscribe and go to SOL Radio Live, and subscribe to that live feed, as well as BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. Top left side of that page, social media platforms. Want to tell you thank you for making it the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts. We are broadcasting into 157 cities on Genesis Communication Network. And again, you've done that. We have not. And we know why you're listening. You want resolve, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're giving hard truths, regardless if people like it or not. This is the show. Or either you're going to hate your sin or you're going to hate the preacher. There's no in-between. Jesus promised us this in John 15, John 7:7, and the list goes on, folks. So we are obeying the great mandate. We are obeying the shepherd of our souls and doing the things that we've been taught to do as we emulate him, Hebrews 13:8 as well. So if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866 If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Sorry about that. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, one of the things that we're going to continuously point to, and we will always continuously point to, is if you want resolve concerning the issues in America today, then you must go back to the Lord's statutes and bring forth judgment as you are the law, in obedience to him, in our love for him, obeying him, fulfilling that law, establishing that law, and establishing judgment upon the heads of the wicked. And some of the things, folks, most recently that we have been talking about for some time concerning treasonous Joe Biden and his criminal administration, it's not just Joe's, by the way, but Joe's being called out for treason right now, and I just want to highlight the fact that we have continuously pushed this envelope, judgment upon the heads of the wicked, because that's the only thing that's going to stop the flow of wickedness coming in to this country. Read Psalm 12:8 when you get a moment. And what I want to do here is I want to highlight some video and some audio for you concerning how now people are within the halls of governments calling for not only the impeachment but the prosecution of treasonous Joe. Matter of fact, they're now calling for the arrest of Joe Biden. Now, folks, this is what I'm talking about. When we start to kick things off here, being faithful witnesses to deliver men's souls and their countries in this particular position that we're in as a country, it's amazing how people look at you like saying, that's extreme, that's pretty radical. Well, it is radical, and I'm not talking about what I'm doing. I'm talking about how radical these criminals are to continuously brazenly act in such a fashion that they act outside of their scope of authority. But people are now starting to respond, and they're beginning to understand what it is that we've been sharing with them for going almost on two decades here with this radio program, folks. Praise God for that, but why does it take 20 years for people to figure it out? My goodness. I'm going to play that right on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Let's get to this, folks. So we have people in office today that are actually calling not only for the articles of impeachment, which we've been blowing the trumpet from the housetops, Ezekiel 33, verse 3, folks, for years on this issue. If you want corruption to stop, impeach. It's found in Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution. Once they're impeached, prosecute them. That's the message the American people need to send to these criminals while they still have the time to do it. If not, you forsake your own mercy, Jonah 2:8. Okay? Just want to make clear. And so when you read Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, it tells us after impeachment, you prosecute them. Well, that's what people are looking to do. And I want to go back to something I said during the last segment, and then I'm going to play this audio video for you. And what it is, friends, and what it comes down to is it's just this. You know, people look at a guy like me and they say that he's really radical. As a matter of fact, I had the Attorney General go to the Daily Beast and talk about how Bradley Dean is radical in the state of Minnesota. Good. Never live your life where the enemy is not afraid of you. Do you understand? And mean what you say, lawfully. Okay? With that said, the enemy has acknowledged that I'm radical. Well, you know what? I am radical. If you want to fight fire, you better fight fire with fire. Okay? Because if you make yourself sheep, the wolves are going to devour, and I'm not going down in history, leaving the legacy to my kids that I was a capitulating coward. I'm not doing that. There's too many men all over the country that have done that and have proven the point as to who they are and what they're willing to leave as their legacy. I don't want no part in that lot whatsoever. What I am saying, friends, it's radical when they advocate men marrying men. And I stand on the side of God in a radical sense, standing with the law in my hand, saying what you're doing is wrong, condemning their crimes, just like we're supposed to. Call me radical. Call me whatever you will. It's pretty radical when your enemies advocate for the murder of 3,000 to 4,000 babies in the womb every single day, isn't it, Americans? But yet they call me radical for standing on the side of the law, condemning their crimes, which is my job in the first place. I'm obligated. I'm commanded by God to do that out of love for Him and out of love for mankind. And in this particular situation, out of love for the innocent who are being subjected to the evil ones that are getting away with the crimes that they're committing. God said, thou shalt not murder, but they murder. Is it radical for me to stand up against those that murder? Then praise God, I am a radical. It's pretty radical for those men, these criminals that are advocating incumbent in office for men to marry men and women to marry women. Never in the history of mankind. It's my job to condemn that. God calls it not a sin, but an abomination. Hey, folks, it's time to get radical, isn't it? If you love the Lord, then obey Him. And if you obey Him, you're going to see all these issues with the bad guys dissipate. Why? Because out of love for God, you are going to deal with the criminals and give them and send them the message that you're not going to tolerate their crimes against the innocent any longer. It's not in their scope of authority to act in such a criminal fashion. It is for the American people to stand up. Listen, folks, I just seen this most recently, and it was a Roman emperor that rightly said, tolerance and apathy are the last virtues of a dying society. Okay? Regardless of what they don't do, I'm going to do my best to stand up and do what they don't do. I'm going to outdo what they don't do, friends. And I just pray and ask for more grace to do it in keeping the Lord's commandments, period. Okay? But to suggest that I'm a radical, let's look at that for a moment. The notion that a radical is one who hates his country is naive. Oh my goodness, absolutely. And usually idiotic. Oh yeah, they're idiotic, let me tell you. He is more likely one who likes his country more than the rest of us. And this is thus more disturbed than the rest of us when he sees it debauched. He's not a bad citizen turning to crime. He is a good citizen driven to despair. My goodness, folks, you know we have too many Americans sitting on the sidelines today watching the bad guys do what the bad guys do in such small numbers. It's embarrassing to the rest of us. You know, those guys are playing as to not lose. Here's the deal, folks. Christians are playing to win to the glory of Christ. Amen? We're not dancing around the cross praising Jesus. Nope. Praise also means to worship. Worship also means to obey. Okay? Doesn't just mean you raise your hands and tell the Lord how much you love Him and then disobey Him at every given opportunity. No, that's not what it says, 1 John 2:4. No, worship means to obey. And as we're obeying Him, we are worshiping Him in dealing with the corrupt. And again, if you want to call us radical, call us radical. Speaking of which, I want to give you a definition here, and this is treason. If you look at Article 3, Section 3, teeing it up for this video I'm going to play for you here, and I want you to listen carefully. This is what the American people are putting up with, and they all the well know that they're putting up with it, as if to suggest it's not going to come to their front door someday, which it will, Amos 6:3. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. How many times has Joe Biden's administration been busted for treason, folks? How many times? Okay. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries a banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gates freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. Is that what's happening today? Absolutely it is. Finally, I say this with a half smile on my face, a little elated. There are people that are finally catching on and saying enough is enough. Let's see where this goes. Hopefully it's going to go a lot further than just talk. Everybody. Check this out, folks.
Things. First, what we're seeing here, what we're witnessing with the Biden family, frankly, is just a web of concealment, of deception. So a lot of people would say corruption. But let's be very clear. You have this many companies involved, this velocity of transactions, size of transactions. Like my colleagues have said, this is not how normal businesses operate. I had the ability with Chairman Comer and other members of the committee to go over to the Treasury building and review documents. And having read those documents, one thing is became pretty crystal clear, that there were many people who had serious questions about the transactions and about the velocity of these transactions, and they either get very, very, very deep into concealment, hiding money, shifting money. And for the purpose, we don't know, because one thing everybody in this room and the American people definitely know is that the Biden family doesn't really have a business. There is no business structure around this family except politics. And since Joe Biden has spent decades in the Senate, served 8 years as vice president, and is now president of the United States, and the family's getting money from various countries and foreign businesses through various shell companies and this web of LLCs, I mean, guys, you in the press, this is easy pickings. I'm giving you Pulitzer stuff here. Like, all you have to do is literally look at our memo and see the level of detail upon which they have created this. And it's very, very frustrating. We have now been able to clearly see that the Biden's associates, like Rob Walker, Eric Sherman, has been discussed, created at least 16 companies while Joe Biden was vice president of the United States. 16 companies created while he was vice president. Now the list is 20, and as we continue our investigation, that list is growing. And like I said before, the question is, to serve what purpose? And the purpose of all these companies being created is to conceal money that the Biden family has been gaining because Joe Biden has been sitting at the upper echelon of our politics for almost 5 decades. That is the entire purpose here. Here's an example of what I mean. You have Rosemont Seneca Partners, Rosemont Seneca Advisors, Rosemont Seneca Technology Partners, RSP Holdings, RSTP2 Alpha, RSTP2 Bravo, Rosemont Seneca Thornton, Rosemont Seneca Bohai. I want to make sure I pronounce it right.
You can't make this up, can you? You really can't.
And the list goes on and on. Cycling through this many companies serves no legitimate purpose. And as somebody who actually worked in banking, I did that long before I came here. Whenever there was like this many companies just laying all over the place, and you see wire transfers and cashier checks over here going to random members of the family for no apparent purpose, at the size and velocity at which all of this was being conducted, the only logical conclusion of a financial professional is you are concealing money. Let me restate this. You are concealing money from either the IRS or from credit agencies or from other people in general. That's the only reason you set up a structure like this. Some of these companies were connected to Hunter's personal professional company.
Okay, so it goes back again to Hunter.
Or Skinny.
And this comes as no surprise. Joe Biden has been called out for treason over and over and over and over again. Why are you being invaded, friends? Because you tolerate it. Why are the borders being overrun with drug lords right now? Because you tolerate it. Why are governors in the states turning on the people? Because you're tolerating it. Folks, the FBI turning on the
American... I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Two new gun control laws are coming to the state of Minnesota. Governor Tim Walz signed those bills Friday.
If anyone in America doubts that we are going to do everything to protect our children, I said, watch us.
The new laws will establish universal background checks and allow the removal of firearms from people who eminently pose a threat to others. It's going to be a hot summer for most of the U.S. New data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration shows that 2023 will likely fall under the top 10 warmest years on record. The East Coast, South, West Coast and Rockies all expected to experience scorching conditions. The first strippers union is now official. Dancers at the Star Garden Topless Dive Bar in North Hollywood, California now belong to Actors Equity, which represents 51,000 stage workers. Owners of the Topless Bar have withdrawn their opposition to unionization. Last year, the dancers claimed they were working in unsafe conditions. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Well, just to cover something really quick you heard during the influx of propaganda coming from those that should know better. It's interesting how they took the time to highlight a topless bar in California while your country's being driven to hell by a bunch of corrupt politicians. If that doesn't exhibit the point and exact the point that that narrative is bought and paid for every step of the way, I don't know what is. It's so important for criminals to drive the narrative. As a matter of fact, speaking of which, you did see this, didn't you, folks? Facebook is now declaring war on Christianity, praising Jesus as hate speech and will be removed. You know what, folks? Praise Jesus on your social media platforms even now. Listen, I said it yesterday, and I want to say it again, speaking of this point. The seed of the righteous is forever. The church is going. Listen, bad guys, we're not going anywhere. The church isn't going anywhere. Spurgeon was right when he said the world's the hammer and the church is the anvil. It's not the anvil that needs to be changed. It's the world. And remember what Whitfield said. Listen carefully, bad guys. All politics aimed at the church will end in self-destruction. That is the history of mankind right there. The Bible is no mere book. No, sir, said Napoleon. It's a living creature, and it's a power that conquers all that oppose it. All that oppose it, friends. One of the things that I wanted to highlight as well, did you also hear about in the state of Minnesota, communist Tim Walz now, he's proud of the fact that he just signed on to an unconstitutional bill undermining the Second Amendment. Which, by the way, we had several representatives on the radio show over the last couple weeks. And interestingly enough, one of them told us that many of these bills are being proposed bills are being thrown into these omnibus bills. And she said to me, quote, I don't believe we know that we're not doing it, and I don't believe that the left side is doing it. She said somebody's putting these bills in there. That is above the grade. It's not the representatives doing this. Of course not. They have to disarm their political opposition. What's the next best step? Well, just create red flag law, like Tim Walz did. Folks, he's a communist. He's a traitor. Folks, he's the guy that gave a license to illegals, and the people in Minnesota let him. You know, and it's interesting, as I'm going through the airport over the last week, I'm being violated, my Fourth Amendment's being violated left and right as they're taking my stuff and putting it through these screeners, right? And then you have to walk through one, put your hands up in the air like you're under arrest. In other words, your government is pointing its finger at you saying that you are suspect as a terrorist. I want you to think about this. We're being searched to no end at the airport, but illegals can come in and you better not ask them where they came from. Just think about that. This is what you're putting up with. Tim Walz signed on to red flag laws, friends. That means they want to zero in on their political opposition. Haven't you figured this out yet? Because that's what it's all about. They are dangerous. Said legal counsel to me 2 days ago. Very dangerous. Indeed they are. And they are very illegal. Very illegal. Well, Bradley, that sounds very elementary for what you're saying right now. Well, let me say it this way. It's very criminal what he's doing. This is also the guy that just said during the break, just highlighting the break, friends, Tim Walz, the said governor in the state of Minnesota, just said, in Minnesota, we're going to prove to you about how much we really care about our kids. He signed on to red flag laws, creating more gun-free zones. That's what they're hiding behind, friends. 94% of all the murders that take place in this country are in gun-free zones. Remember that little girl that wanted to be a boy? In Nashville, did you know that the FBI's been concealing her manifesto? You know what's being found in these manifestos, friends? These mass murders are looking for gun-free zones because they want to kill as many people as they can, right? And so when it happens, they say, we need to get rid of more guns. Then you first. You first. These are the politicians that have armed security detail around them, friends, protecting them from the people they're supposed to serve. Something wrong with that? Yeah, something's wrong with that big time. We're going to prove to the United States that Minnesota means what it says about protecting our kids. Really, it's time the people in this country hold corrupt politicians accountable for gun-free zones. They are responsible for the murder of the innocent. Okay? Furthermore, when Tim Walz is talking about we're going to prove to the United States how much we care about our kids in Minnesota, this is the guy that also took a picture, was taking a picture during his political photo op for the Star and Tribune, which people in the state of Minnesota call the Red Star, communism, right? Because they're protecting the criminals at every given step and driving a narrative to demonize and polarize anybody that would stand out against the corruption. That's their job, but the Star and Tribune's not doing that. Of course not. The people have been conditioned well. They've been browbeaten well. As long as there's a baseball game or a football game to go to or a hockey game to go to, everything is good, right? You are sadly deceived. This Tim Walz taking a picture, reading to a bunch of elementary kids in Minnesota, was on the front page of the Minnesota Star. At the same time, behind the backs of the people of the state of Minnesota, he was making a fleece to the United States and to all of the illegals coming into the United States that if you wanted to come into a state to receive an illegal or a license, come to our state, and if you have been deprived of being able to murder your own babies in some other state of our union, please come to Minnesota, and we will go ahead and allow you to murder your children here. See, what they say and what they do are always two different stories. When are people going to wake up to these criminals? Incredible. This is also the guy that you can rest assured is going to sign on to a genital mutilation bill. This is also the guy that's going to sign on to another bill concerning the kids that they're protecting, that they can be stole or kidnapped from their parents to be brought to another state. If they want to be a boy and their parents don't allow them to be a girl, or a girl wanting to be a boy. I'm not making this up. What is happening in the United States, you cannot make this stuff up. But guess what? They're the ones doing it. And they're pushing forth these agendas regardless if you like it or not. They're not working for the people. I just talked to a representative 2 days ago while I was at the airport. He said, Bradley, I'm a first-time representative. And he said, the illusion here is the people think that they're working for them. Nothing could be further from the truth, said he. Americans, the never-ending message coming from Bradley Dean. No one's going to do this for you. Don't sit back and believe God's going to do for you what you're unwilling to do for yourselves, because it's not going to happen. You can go ahead and lean up against the shovel and pray for the hole. It ain't going to be dug. You're the one that's going to do it. James 2:14-26. What's happening in this country is absolutely astounding, that you Americans have been conditioned to believe that what you're being told is the truth. Governor Walz has no business signing any bill to undermine the Second Amendment. We have done several shows on these. And instead of the people in the state of Minnesota, 5.9 million of them, doing what they ought to do in dealing with these corrupt and impeaching them and prosecuting for their crimes, what do? Oh, okay. He knows better than we do. No, I told you your last stand is that you're an armed people. Let me say it again. Your last stand, the last mercy that you have standing, is that you're an armed people. The minute you forfeit that, you're done. I should stop the show right there. You're done. Mark my words. Mark the words of history. Look at the records of these criminals that are driving the narrative. We're going to prove, said Tim Walz, to the United States in so many words, how much we care about our children. He stands there and signs on to a bill with a bunch of men dressed up as women and women dressed up as men, threatening heterosexuals with knives on their t-shirts like the lieutenant governor of the state of Minnesota, talking about how much he cares for the kids, wants to kidnap them and take them away and give them a safe haven to go ahead and become mentally ill. Do you not understand, Americans, what this is all about? Here, I'm going to see if I can find it really quick. But I recently posted it, and it talks about the government's interest in basically driving morality to the ground. And they have a government interest in it, because the more they can demoralize you, for the record once again, the more they can control you. And that's what this is all about. And when you look at the judgments of God, it says that they will rob you of your children. This is exactly what's happening. This is exactly what's happening. And again, you cannot make up the stuff that's going on in this country on so many different levels. And the people allow it. And the people allow it. That's what's amazing here. Is it not high time for the people of this country explicitly to declare whether they will be freemen or slaves, said Samuel Adams, son of liberty? It is an important question which we ought to be decided. It concerns us more than anything in this life. The salvation of our souls is interested in this event. For wherever tyranny is established, immorality of every kind comes in like a torrent. It is the interest of tyrants to reduce the people to ignorance and vice. To ignorance and vice. Who are the ignorant and those that have been given to vice? Those that are apathetic, intolerant. So their point is being proven, and so was Samuel Adams when he said this over 250 years ago. Which one are you a part of? Which side of the fence are you on? We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show, and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You guys are quiet out there today. It must be a really beautiful day where you're at. I know it's 70 degrees in the state of Minnesota here. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Can I show you another one of those issues that we brought up some time ago? I called this guy right off the offset of his campaign. And I told you that they were going to make him the president. Hey, folks, you don't make it to Time Magazine unless you're a part of the cabal, if you want to call it that. And I say that with a half smirk on my face. I don't care how bad they think they are. I don't care how tough they think they are or how powerful they think they are, folks. You know what these people are? They are the great losers. This is the testing ground for eternity, and these folks want to play with their eternity. And it shows you how weak they are and what they're willing to sell themselves out to. The devil himself. The deceiver. They haven't figured out that a deceiver lies to them, right? Well, this is who they serve. Look at this. What Ron DeSantis means for America. Oh, by the way, for those that don't understand Ron DeSantis, he's got kind of like the mob boss look on his face on Time Magazine. He's peeling an orange. I'm just painting the picture for our listeners. When he's peeling the orange, that's a symbol for the kiss of death when you're in the mob. Okay? I'm not saying that he is in the mob, but this is organized mob. There's no if, ands, or buts around about it. It's also interesting that Dr. Jane Ruby, and I told you they were going to try to put him up 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago. I seen it a mile away. When I seen the Bushes were supporting him and advocating for his presidency, and that just came up most recently, there was all the confirmations that I needed in the natural, but I already knew it 3 years ago. Because of the way they were trying to make him out to be the good guy, and as if to suggest he was the bad guy because he was working for the people. No, I was paying attention to SB 2006 and some of the bills that he was passing, because again, like any other politician, what he was saying and what he was doing were always two different stories. Matthew 7:16, read it. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, read it. Read the Bible, right? And know your duty. Ephesians 5:11. But Jane Ruby came out and said, Jane talks about the conflicting aspects of Governor DeSantis' actions around the C-19 bioweapon COVID-19 bioweapon shots and his latest call for a Florida state grand jury after convening an expert panel. And Dr. Ben Marble, founder of the MyFreedomDoctor.com, stops by to talk around the controlled opposition. Boy, it's interesting how these words are now coming up on the horizon, isn't it? Controlled opposition. Communists say the best way to control the opposition is to leave it ourselves. Is that not good enough for you? Here, folks, for those that still haven't figured out who DeSantis is, DeSantis was in Jerusalem, I highlighted this last week, signing on to a hate speech law making free speech a felony. I hope what's going through your head, I hope you have enough common sense to say to yourself, what's he doing in Jerusalem signing on to bills? Exactly! What, has he now become the prime minister of Israel? Oh, that's right, Netanyahu's being praised by the church. He was completely impeached by his own people. Why? Because of his treasonous acts against the people of Israel during the COVID-19. For those that didn't know. This is, folks, a bunch of allied criminals trying to establish a global order. Read Isaiah 28:18. This isn't where we're just speculating, friends, as to what's going on here. Nobody can denounce or deny the things that are transpiring here or being made manifest, Luke 12:2. Nope, it's all happening right in front of your face. But BigLeaguePolitics.com just highlighted again, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis travels to Jerusalem to sign a hate speech law making free speech a felony. But here in America, he's the good guy. Isn't that amazing how that works? Have you ever taken the time to just kind of dig up some fruit on Ron DeSantis? Did you hear during the break, just to kind of prove the point of what I'm saying, just before I get to this next point concerning DeSantis, isn't it interesting that you heard during the break that DeSantis was praising, you know, the guys on the border, so was Abbott, stopping illegals coming into the state, the United States. Wasn't it DeSantis that raised some astronomical amount of money, which, by the way, I don't believe. I believe it was funneled to him, and then they reported that's the money that he made from the people. But remember, he was taking all the illegals instead of deporting them back. He was importing them in by flying them into blue cities, he said. Are you paying attention, friends? It's called sleight of hand. Read Matthew 23:3, folks. These people know how to lie better than most people know how to tell the truth. Sad to say, but it's true, isn't it? Look at this. Americans, beware what belies the smile of Ron DeSantis. This is Health Impact News paying attention to it. It seems that people are more awake to DeSantis than I thought, and I'm pleased to see it. Ron DeSantis' military career, torturing prisoners at Guantanamo Bay, is a CIA operative, by the way. Just like Daddy Bush, right? Florida Governor DeSantis wants CPS, Child Protective Services, to take children away from parents attending drag shows. Well, wait a second. Why not just enforcing the law there? You already have state statute that condemns men dressing as women. And isn't it interesting how they're trying to groom the children? Why doesn't DeSantis just enforce the law against those that are dressing as women? No. Are you not paying attention? Nope. It always is the end aim. Or what is their objective? Pay attention to the semantics, the wordplay. It's always a wordplay, friends. But DeSantis wants CPS to take children away from parents attending drag shows. Really? Well, that's definitely the answer. Though it is a child of form, it's a form of child abuse. Forgive me, that's true. But why don't you just cut it? Why don't you lay the axe to the root of the tree concerning the crime? Florida Governor DeSantis on COVID vaccines, is he a savior or a murderer? 19,000% increase in senior deaths after COVID shots. 19,000%. You cannot make this up. The question that was being begged by Health Impact News is, why hasn't Governor DeSantis stopped the COVID vaccines? Exactly. Another question was, ban the jab. An open letter to Governor DeSantis and Surgeon General Dr. Ladapo? Crazy. Family suing Governor DeSantis in the state of Florida for medically kidnapping their children. Anybody paying attention to this? Oh, Minnesota, just wait. You haven't seen anything yet. Going back to what a representative said to me about a week and a half ago, she said it on the show. She said, people in the state do not realize what Tim Walz is doing. She said they're going to figure it out after the fact. Yep. And rightfully so. Instead of doing what our forefathers taught us by don't tread on me, with a snake with its eyes wide open, ready to strike at anybody that tries to take away their God-given rights, no, they just fall asleep. Our forefathers used to have signs that state eyes wide open. Nope, not no more. Nope. Just distract them. Get the guys off onto porn or some sport. Get the women over to their friend's house so they can sit and gossip and do their thing. Hey, Americans, keep doing everything that doesn't matter, because this is why you're getting these sorts of results. Take it or leave it. I started the show off saying either you're going to hate your sin or you're going to hate the preacher. There's no in between. And that should be the reputation of all preachers, not just Bradley Dean. Folks, this list of said crimes of DeSantis, I hope you're paying attention to social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. It is a long list indeed. And there's more to load. I'm not done yet. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Look how it goes on and on and on and on. This whole charade between DeSantis and that of Disney, don't buy it for a moment, friends. The front page of Time Magazine. Boy, I guess everybody gets there, right? Nope. Only if you're a part of the program. Let me give it to you. David Rockefeller said that we are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subjected to the lights of publicity during those years. But the world is more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national autodetermination practiced in past centuries. Who said that? David Rockefeller. Go ahead. Cross-check everything we're sharing with you, friends. Cross-check all the information. We got hour two coming up. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
So Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.